This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This morning we have a medical whodunit. There is a type of tuberculosis that primarily infects cows. Early on in the disease, it's difficult to diagnose the cows as they appear healthy. But as the infection spreads, the cow becomes weak and febrile and short of breath. It turns out that on occasion, this type of illness can pass from cows to humans. Dr. Brian Buss, a field epidemiologist with the Centers for Disease Control, explains that a Nebraska man, he calls him Patient A, is one of those unlikely people who became ill with a serious lung infection.
The first man, Patient A, was diagnosed with tuberculosis, so that's how he came to our attention.
And laboratory testing confirmed that his type of TB was bovine or cow TB. Again, Dr. Buss.
This was the first case of bovine tuberculosis in a human in Nebraska for quite some time. Previously, over a period of about 10 years, Nebraska had had 96 other TB patients, but all of those that had the human form.
This caused concern in the public health community, and they began to investigate how the man got this rare illness. Had he been exposed to farm animals or local contaminated food, or was it something that he was exposed to, like raw milk, that he might have consumed years earlier when he lived in Mexico? While Dr. Buss and his team were investigating his exposures, a new case of bovine TB was reported. Patient B.
Yeah, that kind of changed the playing field when we learned that there was another patient. This was a teenage girl that lived in a nearby community. While our teams did the investigation with her and her families, they learned that she had attended the same church as the first patient.
The church was the only social connection between patient A and patient B. Neither had been around cows, and they didn't know each other. However, the genetic fingerprint of the bacteria was identical between the two. So, as is routine, the health department set out to identify social contacts of the two infected people. They identified 181 contacts, mostly from the man's work, from church, or from the teen's school. 25% of those ended up being infected and needing treatment. While the cause of that cow TB outbreak is still uncertain, Dr. Buss believes it started with patient A consuming raw, unpasteurized milk, which is the most common cause in humans of cow tuberculosis. In fact, raw milk is one of the most dangerous foods that humans consume. However, gently heating milk, a process called pasteurization, doesn't alter the taste or nutritional integrity, but it does result in milk that lasts longer and is far less likely to cause harm. So how did the 45 new contacts become infected? None had consumed raw milk. Well, it turns out that the illness can be spread from human to human.
We felt the more likely scenario was that the first patient was infected with consumption of raw contaminated milk in Mexico and then developed illness after coming to the United States, that the second patient might have been exposed and contracted her illness from the first patient.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.